Although I do not know if Elijah would be able to handle Rix any better than Ren does. Who can handle Rix, though, really?
Y'all told me to play a Chaos Ghoul. I played a fucking Chaos Ghoul.
Not blaming you for
No, I'm just saying, like, there's nobody that can
No,
probably.
Travis, we are chaos shaming you right now.
Yeah, this is actually an
Oh
intervention.
no, chaos shame. Chaos intervention, but I didn't mean to.
You so meant to.
Shh, it's fine. Riggs and Murtaugh. Wonder if you're done being an asshole. USB ports.
Oh, that's going to be really annoying. Okay.
Your face is gonna be real annoying, Zach.
Has anybody been keeping track of strings NPCs have on them?
I've been keeping track of mine.
I don't
Because
think.
I think that the butcher has a string left on, he has one left on Marcus, I think, and then one left
I think he only has two. I think he has two on me, actually.
is too many? Okay.
Yeah, that's what I have on my notes.
I erred on the side of me probably being wrong. So, okay.
I still have a string on that random ass security guard, and I plan to call it in this session.
What?
I don't know if you're around for it, Nate, but I stroked my nipple and showed off to a security guard and rolled hot and got a string on me.
I was there for
Oh, you're
that.
wondering at how it's going to come into play.
Yes, that's what I'm wanting.
Faith and change. All hail Tzeentch.
You mean hope
Yes,
and
hope and
change?
change.
Okay. Obama is each.
I really wish Obama would be like, "Hey, I like this guy." Just like hold up the Book of Change or something, just like as a huge publicity stunt or meme bullshit.
I mean, let's be honest, Obama's probably been called worse at this point.
It's true. Zach, what is this wasteland game you're playing?
It's like, so do you know how Fallout was like originally a tactical game?
Is that it?
Basically, like it's the original Fallout was actually based on the first Wasteland, but they didn't have the rights to it. And now some of the people involved in, I believe, involved in those Fallout games had a hand in doing Wasteland, had hand in making Wasteland 2 here. It's pretty fun.
There's a couple of Black Islers in there, yeah.
So Zach, if you move down to Wheeling, will you miss Scratch?
I will ish.
You'll miss Meow?
You can bring him.
Well, if you
will
want to bring Meow, you can bring
Carmine
Meow.
and Gunny get along with him?
They'll deal with
They'll deal with it.
it. They're cats, they'll figure out a pecking order.
Yeah. I mean,
We'll probably leave him here, but me if the if he absolutely drives my parents crazy,
ship that fucker
then yeah, he might be coming.
here. Zach, have you found anything? Like, is this a thing? Is this reality? Is this the real life?
It's like
Or is it the
my
surreal
current
life?
plan is it's going to be a reality unless I don't find anything, unless I like unless I find something here, it's going to be a reality.
Okay, how's that looking?
Not
Slowly turning into the DNU house.
I mean,
I'm okay with this.
I'm gonna make it happen.
Well, if I have a PhD program I like out in Ohio or near Wheeling, I'll make sure y'all know.
Aw,
Sounds good.
thanks. You're welcome too.
It's true.
Because if anything, go visit or
Everybody's welcome to
something.
live with me. Except, no offense, except maybe Charlie, because I do not think I'd be able to meet his strange dietary needs.
See, that's when you just have Charlie feed himself, like one of those bulls that constantly feeds itself for an animal.
I
And when he
don't
dies
want
of overdose or starvation, it's his own fault.
Yeah, I don't kind of want to be responsible for a death in this household. Haunting.
Dude, imagine what a Charlie ghost would be like.
I really don't.
Do you remember Doug? Slammers!
Insidious 4. Paranormal Activity 7. I don't know. How many of those fucking movies are there now?
See, the cool thing is before he actually gets the power to talk, it just looks like you're being haunted by a young Frank Zappa. And that might bring people in. But the moment he can start talking, you're doomed. Like, property values plummet.
I mean, I don't know. Frank Zappa's into some weird shit, too.
I'm saying he looks like Zappa, so you can get people to say this is the future ghost of Zappa. The moment Charlie's ghost starts talking and going like, "Who remembers Doug?" He was like, "This ain't
Did
fucking
you say future ghost."
Future ghost of Frank Zappa. Yes.
Okay. All right. Can you make the blood run up the walls?
It's not blood. It's strawberry jam I put on my hot dogs.
Get out of here, Charlie.
I can't. I'm bound to this location until Doug 2.0.
That already happened. That happened back in the fucking early 2000s.
We must stream it!
Kill me.
See, the problem is you did the Charlie test and he just doesn't leave because you didn't tell him to leave.
Wait, where's the test? Charlie demon test. I don't know. Young demon summoning. Kids are weird.
The kids aren't all right.
That bowl is just not right.
I'm still reeling over today. Jesus, it had such a potential to go so wrong.
So, any word from Hannah?
Or Max?
Hannah said she would be back a little later because she was going to eat dinner with Chris. I haven't heard from Max today.
Should maybe I try to text him?
My phone's dead, so I can't text Max, so...
I don't see why not.
Okay, I will do that.
You will do that.
Please do that. Please and thank you. That means you done fucked up.
Metal leg.
That means you done fucked up.
Means you found a metal leg. Means you have an improvised weapon, or you can find a really happy amputee. Or a dead amputee.
I think they'd be really mad if they were missing the leg.
I mean, they'll be really happy because you're returning their leg.
It's true. These things you say, they make sense.
Are you playing Wasteland 2, Zach? Or are you playing something else?
Yeah. Yep, playing Wasteland 2 right now.
Look, the best coffin ever. A Twix coffin.
Travis, get off Imgur.
No, not drop, damn it.
Why not? Or why should... Why?
Yeah, why not?
Shush you.
There.
Alright, I'll get off Imgur. I'll go to the Tumblr instead.
I don't know if that's going to be any better.
Out of the frying pan and into the fire.
Right.
Just remember when the dust clears that this was your fault, man.
Carry on, we'll carry on. So how's the anniversary been?
We both worked all day.
That sucks.
I bought him a box of cookies.
Ooh.
We're gonna go out on Monday together.
Yeah. That's the thing, like, we've both been crazy busy that I just, like, I forgot. Facebook had to tell me. Thanks, Facebook.
For once, Facebook was good for something.
I mean, Facebook reminds me of a lot of things that I forget. Birthdays, mostly.
Ow.
Don't die, Zach.
Die.
I may have hit a trap.
I was hoping you would finish that sentence with a tree.
I may have hit a tree.
That would be a problem.
Ow. Why?
See, I usually only go to Facebook about once a month just to make sure that, like, no one I know is dead.
Oh.
And then you reminded me, and I go, and all I find is that there's this picture. This dude I barely knew from high school posted of a turtle trying to unflip another turtle who's fallen on his shell.
Oh, man. And what emotion did that elicit from you, Axe?
The usual one, just apathy.
I know what you're saying, Axe. Apathy isn't an emotion.
No, that is the correct answer to what I asked.
To which you say, yes, you're right.
The fuck is that?
A deathclaw.
Some shit, that's what it is.
It's a toad. It's just a giant toad, apparently.
Big frog.
AKA some shit.
Anything from Max?
Nah, he hasn't texted me back.
Huh.
He's not on Steam.
He's not in the farmhouse.
He's out drinking in that tire again. He's found the good life.
That's it.
Of a northwestern hillbilly. Which is,
right?
Which is actually, like, it was odd moving up there because it was just, like, going back to Savannah. And, like, there were hippies, which was a new thing, and there was a shit ton of rednecks. So it was like they just imported hippies into Savannah. Meow. Meow.
Yeah, you can thank my area for the country. We export hippies everywhere.
Thanks, man.
Number one cause of hippie exports.
Not in Rhode Island, but I lived like 20 minutes from Woodstock for most of my life there.
Oh.
Nice.
Not nice.
Okay.
What?
Nina, what do you think West Virginia contributes to the rest of the country?
Nothing.
Yeah, I know.
I just gave a toad a concussion.
Is what West Virginia contributes to the rest.
Schadenfreude?
Look at this shithole state. At least ours isn't as shitty as West Virginia.
At least we're not West Virginia. You know what West Virginia says? At least we're not Ohio. That's what West Virginia says.
And Ohio is like, that's fair enough, because they're shit.
Well, let's say, like, in all fairness, West Virginia really isn't that shitty. It's just nothing.
Well, it's not Ohio.
I mean, like...
Which is ultra nothing.
Ohio is a void.
Ohio actually isn't
a thing. It's just made up.
No, it is the black hole of the United States. It's just... It just sucks in everything and keeps it.
A wasteland of the mind and soul.
Basically.
Although, honestly, from all my experiences, I will say that might be closer to Pennsylvania, because all the interesting parts of Pennsylvania are on, like, the fucking outskirts of Pennsylvania. When you're, like, the goddamn, like, middle, the heart of Pennsylvania, you might as well just be on a different planet. There's, like...
There's no. Trees. It's Pennsylvania. Yes. It's, like, no... Yes. It's, like, Penn's trees or some bullshit is the translation.
There's Amish people.
Penn's woods, yeah.
That's it.
Does that mean Transylvania means trans woods?
There's
probably
Pittsburgh.
Means like the woods that you cross through or something.
I don't know. There's Philly, and that's it.
Hey, at least Philly's got cheesesteaks, and the Amish cook good ass food, even if
they
can't.
They do.
Even if their septic systems can't handle the power of the civilized world. I went to the Amish on one of our school trips, and we might have broken their septic system with our powerful. City folk poops.
Travis, you're literally full of shit.
I can't tell if that's calling me out or if that's...
Did they even have septic anything? I thought they were all outhouses and stuff.
This place we went to was kind of one of the tourists. It's one of the tourist houses.
Oh.
So you went and you ate the food and there was a candlelight, but there was a bathroom. And, well, we wrecked it. Like, Wreck-It Ralph.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Because it was shitty preteens in 8th grade.
Yeah, and no, their strictures are weird. It's like, you, like, don't have a phone in your house, but since you need a phone to, like, participate in modern society, like, have, like, basically a phone booth that you own, like, a mile off your property that you go use. I get the distinct impression there that there's some letter rather than spirit of the law following going on.
When I worked at Michael's, Mennonite women would always come in and buy yarn.
Mennonites, they're the ones that can use electricity and shit, though,
yes.
Right?
Yes. But they were still Pennsylvania Dutch because they were speaking Pennsylvania Dutch. Which makes it very hard to provide customer service. But usually they just come in and they know what they want and they leave. Like, there's not a lot of hassle.
Not a lot of customer service. Really.
Nah, you don't really gotta.
Any of them try to steal ever?
No. I always felt weird, though, because, like, I'm this weird kind of punk girl, and there's these like pious and chaste ladies buying yarn and everything. I'm like, oh man, I wonder if that's like their moms pull them aside later and be like, that's why we live like this. You don't want to be like that.
Did any of them ever come up to you and go, we'll pray for you?
No, thank the Lord. No, because I'm fucking nice. No one's ever a dick to me because I'm nice.
Not where I'm from.
Then your experience runs counter to everybody ever.
I mean, I only get like shitty comments about how I look and my appearance and how I dress and everything from people who don't know me and will not interact with me for any length of time. So mostly hairdressers. In fact, I don't go to like salons or anything like that anymore to get my hair cut because I've had more fucking people comment about my weird shitty hairstyle in actual hair salons than anywhere else. Like, I just want to get a haircut and I'll walk in and they'll be like, oh no, honey, you don't want to do this to yourself. Shut up.
I was going to ask, is it the other customers or the, because you'd think for the hairdresser to do that would run counter to their interests?
No, it's usually the hairdressers. Like I, one of them, I was getting a fresh, like getting my head reshaved, and one of them was just like, so, what's the reason for this madness today? Like,
this is me, honey.
Like,
now,
it's like, a fucking haircut. Like
just step off. She's just like, oh, honey, what happened?
Yeah, no, that's the kind of shit that they do.
No, I did the same thing. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to cut my hair off to give me a mohawk. And they're like, oh, what happened? And I'm like, I just want a mohawk. And they're like, really? Is that all? And I'm like, yeah, I just want a fucking mohawk. Just shut up and do it. I have here's some reference photos of my friend.
Goddamn mohawk.
I have two options. One of them, there's a cosmetology school down the street. And I can go down there, and I'll still get a little bit of hassle, but they're all students, so they're mostly just, like, really cool to do anything. And then there's a barber that's even closer who's just really cool who'd do anything for me. But and I can't totally... He will. Ray will die for me. I can't totally blame the hairdressers, though, because you know they've been burned so many fucking times by someone being like, I want it short, and then they cut it short, and like, it's too fucking short. So
yeah, you can always cut more off, so they're always really hesitant to be like, are you sure you want this?
Are you positive? Like, I'm gonna take a razor to your head. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's like, what guard do you want on it? I'm like, none. Just go. Fucking take a Bic to my goddamn head if you want.
Oh, you have a water bowl. You don't have to lick the condensation off my drink.
Oh.
But it's yours.
No amount. Look, if there's one thing I've learned, it's that a cat can be on a raft in the middle of the largest, clearest freshwater lake on Earth.
They'll still want whatever you're drinking.
And it will still look at a can and be like, I think I'm going to lick the condensation off of that because I am thirsty.
So no Max. This is not good.
It is not.
Yeah.
I would rather not do the last episode of the series with him.
Yeah, it's not good.
Did you try calling him?
No, I've never actually called him on my phone before. I don't know. Are we that close of friends yet where I could do that?
Just do it.
Okay. All right, let's call Max and see if he's okay. I'm worried. What if he answers?
You treat him.
Say, hey, Max, where are you at?
Hey, Max, what's up?
I could actually contact him.
How? I'm already on making the call.
Oh,
it's ringing.
Go for it then. I have his number from, because we had to, because, you know, that was kind of a necessary thing for actually meeting in person.
Oh, yeah.
Find each other in Portland, so.
That's true. It's still ringing. Oh, I get the answering machine.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. Ding dong.
Do I leave a message?
Ding dong ding. It's up to you.
What was the preferred outcome of this action?
I don't know.
You don't want to leave him a message, but you don't want him to pick up?
Like, this is worse than fucking ordering pizza. And great, it's recording the message right now, so you just heard me say this is worse than fucking ordering pizza. Hi, Max. It's Amanda. Just curious, wondering maybe if you're down for a game tonight, because no one's heard from you, and it would be cool if you could show up. If not, no big, just, you know, take care of yourself. Okay, gonna hang up now. You have a good day. Goodbye. I did it.
You did it.
Good job, Amanda.
Thanks. Thanks. Can I get an award?
No.
I didn't think so.
You get a clap on
Guinness,
clap.
Guinness Book of World Records for best phone message.
Stellar work, Amanda.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Reach for the stars, that's what I always say.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it.
Sorry, I stepped away. What was the... Did Max answer, or...?
He did not. I left an embarrassing message.
Ah. About ordering pizza.
About ordering pizza.
This job that I'm applying for, the bakery one, they need to do a background check, but it's basically like, give us all your information, and it's like, dude, you're really bad at background checks. If I have to give you all this information. It's basically like, give us your last three employers. I'm like, didn't I do that when I apply?
We need it again, in case you lied to us.
We lost it.
We're not going to fire you, just, eh.
It's all right. What, like, 5 months after I'd already been working at the t-shirt place, they're just like, hey, could you fill out all this information, like this I-9 and this W-2, like, all over again, because we lost it.
We like, lost it. I only listen to MCR when we're playing Monster Hearts.
That's Zach right there. That's Zach. Zach is what? Marcus in this image.
What?
In this series of images.
Oh, the dog.
And do you still work at the t-shirt place, right?
I do, yes. I had a very awkward situation today.
I heard about that with the yeah. I heard about it. I saw it in the chat. I'm like, oh shit. Would not want to be.
Oh shit. Managed. Oh shit.
That's just my life though, you know? I don't do anything, but shit sure does happen to me.
It sure happens around you,
you
at the very
embrace
least.
It
really
it.
Does. I do though. I think the best moment was at ColossalCon, when I woke up next to Harvey Birdman, I woke up my other friend, and I'm just like, so this happened, and they're like, Amanda, shit just happens to you. Like, sure does. Anyway, Hannah, were you going to ask me something about it?
I was just wondering, because I didn't know, cause since you were starting up your own art store, if like that was it, if you quit the shop, because I might be designing some stupid nerdy as hell t-shirts for myself once I get money, and I might send them your way to send them back up my way.
Yeah, I can do that. I can get you, I can make shirts stupid cheap there, and I'll just like mail them to you.
Sweet.
Can you have one that
I also have like a shitload of, like, we have a whole bag of shit that we've just been collecting over the past like year that we're like, oh, we should send that to Amanda someday.
Like, I have all the shit that I've got for you too. I've got like all this fucking King of Bandit Jing manga and everything. I get this open sticker. I'm like, I should really mail that.
I should mail that. No, we've been collecting like Halloween stickers and shit. I've got a fucking skeleton statue just that I need to send to Josh yet. It was Halloween clearance. It was best costume, and it's got a little plastic skeleton holding up a little shot glass. And I'm like, I really need to send that. Eventually, someday.
We've reached that perfect part of friendship where it's just like we have like a junk pile in our rooms of just
dedicated of like, oh, I need to send that. And then we never fucking knew. This made me think of them. I'll get it. With the intention of sending it to them, eventually.
Fucking internet friendship, man.
So, Hannah, please say one of these shirts is like, I live, I bred, I live again.
No. Well, close. It's stupid Mad Max. I was like, how can I make stupid, like, athletic t-shirts, but with, like, Fury Road on them?
Dude, fucking please.
Or, like, Immortan Joe basketball team or something. Just, like, stupidly subtle things that, like, people have to look. Because I like being a nerd, but you're not super nerdy.
Please send me things that are fun Because too often I just have to do really kitschy fucking... Did I show
Happy
you?
Happy birthday. King. Happy birthday, child. Number
Happy
seven.
Happy seventh birthday. That kid's gonna wear that once and then never again.
Soulless Corporation Company Picnic 2004.
That is gonna end up cut up into rags.
Like, I was thinking going of just having, like silver teeth and just on an open mouth. That'd like, cool. Just the frame of the teeth. And, yeah, no, I'm so far gone in Mad Max bullshit. Like, you have no idea. I also wanted to be, like, a Thunderdome champion or something like
idea.
That. And I'm like,
ugh. Here.
This is horrible. Don't save me.
I'm going to show you some bullshit.
This is horrible. Don't save me. I love this.
That's the true Mad Max life.
There's also this one that I'm actually probably going to buy, even though I didn't like part 7 of JoJo's, but it's got Gyro's grill, and it says Go Go Zappelli, and it's got like a weird, it's like just, I wish I could find it again, but it's a t-shirt design, and then it's got like a horse racing wreath around it, and then his weapons, the steel balls, and I'm like, that is just such a nice design, and it's also, if you have no idea what JoJo's part 7 is, it just looks cool, so I'm gonna buy it.
Fucking
eventually when I have money.
So stupid though.
It's so stupid and I love it. It's fucking retarded.
For those who don't know what this shit, how dumb it looks. Here's a fucking picture of it.
It's great. He's got a golden girl that says go go with the belly.
Oh boy.
God damn it.
Alright, where are you?
Sound upset, Travis.
Hmm?
Don't be upset.
I'm not upset, I just facepalm when I see it.
Because you wish that you could have that much money to spend on fucking gold plating your teeth.
There it is. Fuck, I lost it again.
It'd be go-go Gaskew. Just the same goddamn thing, just instead of Zappelli Gaskew. I'd smile all the time and confuse the shit out of people.
Dude, this fucking company sucks at background checks. I am literally just filling out my application. Describe what you did. What the fuck does it matter?
Was it in prison? Did you do it in prison?
No, I painted signs.
In prison?
No.
Why were you in prison, Hannah? What'd you do?
I was never in prison.
You know, being a felon doesn't disqualify you from being able to work here. Just so you know, like, you can tell us what you did in prison.
We're not cops. You can tell us. Okay. All right. I'm about to show you the most heinous fucking shit. Well, I guess not the most heinous shit, but, like, it hurt me to design these goddamn t-shirts.
Yes!
Okay? It's just kitschy bullshit with, like, 500 different fonts. I'm so mad. I'm so mad.
Does it have the cowboy?
Every time I look at these goddamn shirts, I get angrier.
See, the only t-shirts I can think of in my head are, like, really shitty Hot Topic-esque t-shirts.
This is, like, Hot Topic stuff.
Papa. Because being
for grandparents,
awesome grandkids spoiling. This is atrocious, even by my standards.
Oh wow, that's...
You're fired, Mama. My Nana is here.
I hate it so much.
They call
I
me
had to do it,
Papa. Because being a freaky awesome grandkids spoiling Harley riding, gun toting, badass. It's not an official title. Ooh, I am pained that I actually had to scroll my monitor in order to read this.
The white trash is strong with this one.
Oh.
So strong.
I had to look up like 10 different fonts to put on these two shirts.
You're fired, Mama. My Nana is here. Okay, so just some real egotistical grandparents is what I'm seeing here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, it's not a novelty shirt unless every word is a different font.
Jesus Christ. Ugh, I had to make that. I didn't realize how much fucking drama was in the t-shirt making business until I started working in the t-shirt making business. People take t-shirts fucking seriously. People take $20 t-shirts more seriously than they took $600 frames.
Yeah, because people feel like they are entitled to know about t-shirts and know how it's a common object, so they're like, I know this.
You said you'd have this done yesterday. Why isn't it done?
Because 40 other people said that it would be done yesterday. Now shut up and get in line. I would not do good in customer service.
So, Amanda. How many commissions have you had of people insisting that the use Comic Sans on their t-shirt?
Thank God no one. Here's the thing. When people want t-shirts, they only have a kind of vague idea of what they want. They don't be like, they're not like, I want this font.
Oh, right. That's right. Because you actually do the designs.
Yeah, I'm the one who designs them.
Yes, so you don't have to deal with somebody being like, I want a t-shirt that says this and in Comic Sans, because that is the best.
Amanda, you know what? I want a t-shirt from you with fucking bleeding cowboy font on it.
That would, can I tell you, I would probably flat out refuse, because bleeding that would be a nightmare.
I know, that's why I said it.
Bleeding?
Weeding.
Weeding,
oh, bleeding cowboy.
Bleeding cowboys, yeah.
It's like,
type it in. You've seen
baby's
it.
First edgy font. Like, you know it. You've seen it.
Yeah, bleeding cowboy.
Max
Nato,
is here
what
also.
Were you going to say?
Oh, do you guys want to, I told Amanda about this already. You guys want to hear a thing that happened at work today where I was stellar customer service?
I accidentally knocked Hannah out of the call. I feel like such a terrible player.
So dare, Amanda.
I'm so sorry. I clicked back in the chat and my mouse just happened to be right over the kick Hannah out of the call button. I'm so sorry.
I want to hear Nate also.
Nate,
okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, I normally don't interject into customers' conversations, even if they're being, like, shitheads or whatever. I just kind of leave them alone and do whatever they're going to do. But I was behind the register, and at the manga aisle, which is pretty close to the register, there were a couple of people. There was a guy and a girl. And the guy was going on this huge rant about how, like, he's like, basically going on this huge long rant about, like, Sailor Moon's gay. Like, the whole thing is so gay.
I mean, it is.
More specifically, he was using gay as a derogatory thing. And he just, I just try to tune him out. But after, like, the 10th time that I heard him do that, I'm just like, you know what? Fuck this guy. So I walk over, and I'm just like, you mean it's awesome? And he's like, what? I'm like, you said it's gay. You mean it's awesome? He's like, what? Well, I mean, because I'm gay and I'm awesome. And he was just like, oh, it's just not my thing. And then just fucking left.
Fucking weaves.
He just fucking left. Like, he was so humiliated that he was just like, you know, I'm done. I'm leaving. Which, you know, seated at the goal, I wanted to humiliate the guy. It was just, fries.
See, that's weird, because I don't like using that word in public, but among friends, usually, like, the gayest friends that I have, I can be like, that's so fucking gay, as a derogatory term, and no one cares, because I know that they're chill with it. But out in public, that's not okay.
Yeah.
No, it isn't. Yeah. It isn't. It, like, that's the 100% not cool to do that in public.
Then again, I also do things like, I go, in private, when I'm dissing something, I'll, like, hiss between my teeth, and I'll be like, that's so problematic. And just be an asshole about
this. He arrives.
Max is here. That's right, Travis said that.
Hi, Max. You there, buddy?
How you doing?
Damn it, I was muted. Do you enjoy the pizza message?
Leave me alone about the fucking pizza message.
Never.
What?
Someday I'll leave you a pizza message.
Never leave me pizza messages, Amanda.
Nato, you're right next door. Like,
why would I ever call and leave you a message?
Yeah.
Well, if I want
through the wall at you.
Like, you want me to learn Morse code for pizza? Hold on.
Please do.
Here we go. It's good? Okay. There we go.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for leaving me a pizza message. I was really sad that I didn't receive one.
I'll learn to do it better next time.
Okay.
We can wait till next week, dude, if you, you know.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Yeah, man. If you are, you can take care of you stuff.
Go make yourself some tea.
Max, it's all chill. Don't worry about it. You take care of you.
Oh shit, I was muted for that? God damn it.
Yeah, what spicy thing were you going to say?
What dank mean are you about to broach upon us?
I was telling Max he needs to go make himself some S instead, because it's earlier in the alphabet and therefore...
Can someone kick Zach?
No, I want to be nice to Zach because I want him to live with me.
Please... I like how you answer that as though kicking me was an actual option you had. Like, you know, you're like, yeah, let me just reach out my foot across half the country and kick him.
I thought he meant the call, because, like, I do have that option.
Oh, well, yeah, you could do that. That would just be rude, though.
Yeah.
Are you going to take Scratch with you?
No, the current plan is to leave him.
Oh, I'll miss his dulcet tones on the recording.
I know. It'll be a sad day for sure, but I'm not... He's old, and I'm not sure how well he would get along with, like, three other cats
well,
in a house.
Slip and Josh are taking Oliver, so it's just going to be Gunny and Carbine again.
Two other cats, then.
Don't worry, Hannah. Like, there's a good, probably, like, year and a half of recording where Scratch will still be in the podcast.
Yeah,
because no one has the time or energy to cut out all those goddamn meows.
I don't want to cut out all the meows, so... And since I'm editing up, like, a third of the games...
Yeah!
Scratch will always have a place on the podcast.
In fact, Travis is going to start editing him into games after he's gone.
Wow. We can't let the audience know that a cast member has left. They must keep going on. If we can fake it, like a cat.
Matt's been dead for years.
I was gonna say, I've actually been dead this whole time. You just somehow managed to have me and spliced in.
Oh, that! Have y'all seen Black Mirror?
Yes.
That's exactly what I'm thinking of now. Is that second season with the?
Oh God, that episode.
Yes.
100% Fuck that shit.
That's such.
I love Black Mirror so much,
but
it presents me with all of these things that I don't know how to deal with.
It's very pessimistic and it's very British.
Yep.
It's very what?
British.
British? Oh yeah, it is.
Especially British science fiction, which is about the most abysmal nobody wins ever bullshit ever.
Oh yeah, it's just... I don't know how to receive half of what I see in that show.
It's definitely a show you have to like think about for a while when it's over. Pig fucking man
is right.
Pig fucking man. That episode drives me crazy because, one, it shouldn't be as good as it is.
Has no right to be that good.
And two, the only reason it's as good as it is because of the last, like, 10 goddamn seconds. Like, the whole time, you're just like, where the fuck are they going with this? What is happening? How is this going to be anything worth remembering or talking about at all? And then the last 10 goddamn seconds, they're like, it was an art piece. Like, motherfucker!
shit, now I have to actually think about it, talk about it like it's in the art world. Because no better way to make stupid shit valid than by slapping the word art on it, and now people have to talk about it. And that's why I have a very love-hate relationship with that episode. Because on one hand, yep, that's exactly it. But on the other hand, fuck that. Fuck the fact that you could do something like that, call it art, and then be like, well, now you gotta talk about it. Like, shit. Right. Fuck.
Shit.
Alright, let's do highlights.
Oh, is Matt Hacks going to be playing tonight?
We doing it?
It appears so.
Hook high.
Alright.
I'm a god.
Yeah, you are.
Can I have a blue highlighter?
Hold on.
Can I get the plaid one?
Hold on. Blue. Bleeding from my nose a little bit. Hold on.
You're not supposed to sniff, Amanda.
Too late for that. For
you. And here I was just putting them in my hair. Now I feel all out of place.
You're so 90s. That was a thing in the 90s, right?
Six. Pretty highlight. I
thing,
don't know.
It was also
I...
a thing in the early 2000s.
That's it.
I didn't have long enough hair in the 90s to put a highlighter in my hair.
Max, you're so 2008.
Is that from a song?
It is.
Yes.
What fucking song is that?
Some Black Eyed Peas thing.
Multiple of them, I think. They
was
tried to
like
make it. They tried to make it a thing. 2008.
You're so 2000 and late.
Yeah, that's, it's some Black Eyed Peas. Hey, everybody.
Everybody.
Fucking rag on Nate for not like. I put up this Facebook message about how much I love him and shit.
Oh my goodness! Oh, love, stop! Why?
It's just, it has gone uncommented, unliked by the one person who it's directed to.
Love, why? Why do you do this to me?
It's liked by literally like almost 50 people now, and none of those 50 people are NATO.
Well, why would you put it on Facebook if he never checks Facebook?
Because. Because he has
because
to.
Because he wanted to bring it up in this call. Because
he has to for me.
I haven't checked it recently.
Well, also, it's his best friend's birthday a couple days ago, and I'm trying to get him on Facebook to wish him a happy birthday, because you know he's going to be worried about that.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. What are we worried about?
Highlights. My favorite magazine.
Especially if it's for children.
Oh man, I love Match Pages.
You know what,
it's,
me too?
Honestly, it's still the first one I reach for at the doctor's office.
Right?
I'm not even gonna lie.
That and that fucking colorful wooden balls on like...
Oh, those things are the shit.
What the fuck
on wires?
Yeah.
Do like all doctors order those from like a central like... Doctor's
I don't
office.
Know. I had one at home too.
They manifest inside the office once you are officially a doctor.
There's probably some company that's
PhD.
There's probably a company that's solely dedicated to shipping out to like offices and the like. There's like a waiting room magazine company that's sole purpose is they just give like this set of magazines to.
So now the question is, when you're waiting to have a meeting with a waiting room company, what's in their waiting room?
True fact, and if an issue of Highlights has never actually been sold, they've just illicitly made their way out of doctor's offices at one point or another.
I'm highly
I don't, well, I suppose if they spawn in doctor's offices and also schools, because my elementary school had like a subscription to it or something.
When I was in elementary school, my church like actually had a subscription to them.
And we'll take 2 minutes here since we had two BRBs just now.
Where do people go?
Somewhere.
Apparently, one has biology class to get to, and the other one did not specify.
Yeah, that's what that means.
I mean, it's true.
That was always something that when I first met all the guys and they started using that terminology, that was something I never really understand. Like, BRB bio, like, P is
also three letters, and honestly, probably easier to type because it's the same letter twice. Like, where did bio come from?
Yeah, but if you're saying BRB, then your finger's already on the B.
Mm.
Oh god, how long was I in university? Fuck. I didn't know I had to remember this shit. Shouldn't be that hard. Just count backwards. Forever many years.
Yeah. Whenever I'm filling out job applications and they're like, when did you graduate from high school? I'm like, ugh.
Well, that one I remember because I got a sweatshirt that I
yeah,
got,
I, that I got just, stupid. I think back to the hat I got. Like, what was the number on that hat?
See, I get the easiest thing because I was literally at the end of a decade, so.
Nice.
Just slap the 10 on there. Boom, done.
I still have the sweater. I got too fat for it, but eventually someday I will use it for something. Have you ever been convicted or pleaded guilty? Nope, I'm not a felon.
You still fill out this
background? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you, Hannah, are you positive?
I am absolutely positive. I just want to fucking deliver this bread. She let me work for you.
Are you sure it's bread? If they're making you go through all these hoops for delivery...
Oh my god, I haven't even told you the bullshit that happened. Okay, on Friday, Thursday, I went in to take a drug test, to piss in a cup, and they're like, the dude who gave me the thing was all like, make sure you ask them about getting a FedMed card so you can drive our truck. So at the clinic, I was like, oh hey, by the way, I need to get a physical scheduled so I can get a FedMed card. And they're like, well, they didn't file the paperwork. And I'm like, well, I'm pretty sure I still have to do it, so let's just schedule one for tomorrow since you guys are all booked up today. And then so I go there on Friday, and then they're like, yeah, we still don't have the paperwork from anyone, and we called who works in the main office down in Madison, and then she was all like, yeah, I didn't know that you were going to be driving our trucks. I'm like, well, what do you think, I'm going to deliver bread in my own personal shitty little car?
Ching, ching, I deliver bread on a bike. I throw it at your porch like
it's
a paper.
It's just Kiki's delivery service type of thing.
Yeah. And so I had to call and be like, hey, so here's the thing. There's a mix-up. I had to call and too and be like, hey, so here's the deal. They need paperwork so I can get a physical so I can drive your trucks. And like, oh my god, you're driving one of our trucks? I'm like, yes, that was why told me to get a FedMed card so I can drive your trucks.
What do they think you're doing?
I don't know.
Just like, looking cute around the bread office.
I guess. It was just... So I gotta go in on Monday for the actual physical, so... Hopefully it'll all be cleared out.
Bread. Is everybody back?
I think so.
Cool.